This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by the original organic bedding and bath brand, Koyuchi.
Koyuchi has spent 35 years pioneering quality organic textiles, long before the word organic became, you know, trendy. But words matter to Koyuchi. Words like craftsmanship, longevity, and wellness. So what does the word wellness mean to Koyuchi? It means that all of our products are absolutely free from harsh chemicals and dangerous toxins that can seep into your skin. It means effortless style that looks as good as it feels with naturally breathable, pre-washed organic cotton. And what does all of that mean to you? Well, it means that you can sleep well in Koyuchi's crisp, cool, luxuriously soft sheets that are ethically made and made with you in mind. Live well, sleep well with Koyuchi. Get 15% off your first order when you visit koyuchi.com. That's koyuchi.com to get 15% off. Koyuchi.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. And we're back.
Yeah, hello again.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all listened to my update last week, but we are back and we plan to be back every week from now until the end of time. So I hope y'all missed us as much as we missed you. There is no YouTube video this week because it's our first episode back in like a month and a half now, and to be honest, we're tired, but we still wanted to get the episode out because we feel like it's important and we owe it to y'all and to ourselves. So we're already like in pajamas basically, or at least I am.
Yeah, and shout out Claire for her solo episode last week, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it an episode, really, but...
Solo update, it was great. Yeah,
we'd gone dark for like a month, so I felt like we needed to put out something just to let y'all know that we're still here and thinking about you guys, so...
Yeah, we have not forgotten about the podcast. We just got a little busy, but yeah, we're back here to update y'all on life, and... We don't even really have a plan for today's episode, but...
Well, I kind of do. I think today we're just going to kind of talk about, like, navigating the changes and, like, what's been going on and how it's been with you being back at work, how I've been feeling, you know, getting into the holiday season, just kind of all of those things. So, yeah, I guess there won't really be a life update section because in these type of episodes, it's just all one big life update. So, I guess we should... Drop my mic. I guess we should start with you going back to work and what that's been like after not working for close to a year.
Yeah, it was a lot like whenever I was out for cancer stuff and then I went back. Although it wasn't as hard going back here as it was after cancer stuff. I'm not really sure why, but I think maybe I just really didn't want to go back after that on the first time, but yeah, I don't know. I like the company I'm working for. It's good.
Well, that's also a big difference is like after you had finished with everything for cancer, like you went back to the same company, kind of doing the same thing, and now you're kind of doing the same thing, but just at a different company now.
Yeah. And so I like it. just figuring it out again. And yeah, I don't know. There's really not that much to it. I'm just doing the same kind of stuff, but I'm in a new neighborhood. I'm trying to build awareness of it, and that's about it.
Yeah, if anybody wants a house in Forney, hit them up.
Yeah, it's Mattamy Homes, Forney, Texas. We got good houses. I love them. Wouldn't sell them otherwise, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it, really.
Okay, I thought you were going to have more to say about that, honestly.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it is what it is. I've been miserable, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like it's... We've been trying to distract you from our new reality, this new place we live in.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's obviously a huge part of it. Like, I'm never going to shut up about how much I miss New York. We have New York ambiance on the TV right now, like, because it's all I want in life, really. But also, like, just aside from all of that sadness and despair, it's also like we have one car right now. So now that you're back at work, I'm just kind of stranded all day in our apartment, and that really wears on a person. So that's been hard, but shout out to my mom. She's been letting me use her car, you know,
like as every often, other week so far.
Yeah, like as often as she's able to let me do that, which has been helpful. But the times when I don't have her car, like, it really, it's just hard. Like, it's just really hard to live in Texas without a car because we're not in, like, a walkable area at all. So my day-to-day is just walking the dogs a lot and cleaning a ton. The occasional sourdough will get baked. And, yeah, sometimes I have some work things to do and other times I don't.
Yeah, did we talk about the sourdough on the last one or the last few?
What I think
we
did.
Just that we were doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're getting pretty good at it. We've done about, how many loaves would you say?
I think more than 10.
Yeah, we've done a decent amount, and we've gotten more, I guess, elaborate with the cuts on the top and patterns.
Yeah, you're really good at that part. I'm not good at it. Like, it just looks really bad every time I try to do like a cool design or something, but you do a good job.
Yeah, I made, it's supposed to be Christmas trees, but it looks like a big snowflake, but that's cool too.
Yeah, it was still pretty, still aligned with Christmas.
But yeah, it's going good.
Yeah, he's doing good. I'm at one of the lowest points in my life, honestly, but you know, what are you gonna do?
But we're working together to help each other out, and I don't know, we're doing our best right now, and that's all we can do.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, maybe I'll go back to school. Yeah, I don't know, I've been thinking about maybe going back to school. We'll see if that happens, but I'm also like, is that weird? Like, I'm 26, and if I went back to school now, I would be graduating, like, right around my 30th birthday, because I only have, like, a semester worth of college credits, as it is. So y'all let me know. Like, is that dumb?
I don't think it's dumb at all. I think it's great. I mean, it's pretty honorable to go back after not doing it, or doing it and then, you know, leaving, and then deciding you want to give it another go. I mean, I think that's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we can have, like, a quick conversation about this. But, I don't know, I feel like when I went to college before, like, it was just community college. Which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with community college, but it was not like I was throwing, like, a ton of money away. Let me put my phone on silent right quick. I do apologize. But it's not like I was throwing a ton of money away, like, on a super expensive university or something, which is good because I just was not in the mental space, like, to do college. I didn't see, it's not that I didn't see the value, it's just, like, my priorities were in all the wrong places back then. So, yeah, I don't know. But also, like, looking for a job now, it's really hard without a degree. And I don't think college is necessary, like, skill-wise, because I think I have a lot of life skills and like I can do a lot of different things in a lot of different industries. But as far as like the qualifications go, like having a bachelor's degree is honestly like still kind of important, as unfortunate as that is. So yeah, I've been thinking about it, but it's also just weird to do that because I already feel like I'm old and it's like, oh my gosh, I'd be graduating at 30 when everyone else graduated at like 21.
I think it's still a great thing. I think it's like, it's good like that you're even able to like, I guess, muster up the courage to do it again. And you're not just completely giving up on it, you know, because it is a big requirement nowadays is people, they want to see like either tons of experience, which is harder to get nowadays, or a degree of some sort.
Yeah. I don't know. It just feels like I'm 10 years like too late because it's so crazy that like we graduated close to 10 years ago and that started to like wear on me. But also like having a degree is something that genuinely has always been important to me. And now it's like, okay, I don't have a car. I can't leave or do anything anyway. So I might as well do, I would be doing online school, by the way, if I were to go back, because that just makes the most sense right now. But yeah, so I might as well try and do that. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think one of us needs a degree. And yeah. Heck, I might even go back because you're kind of inspiring me to do it.
Yeah, you love to copy me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not like a big school person, but I think I would take it a lot more seriously now. And I mean, I was like serious about what I was doing before I even like dropped out, but I just still didn't want to. I wasn't ready at that time, you know, and I feel like I'm more ready for that now.
And I think a lot of people aren't ready right out of high school, or like they go to school for something and they end up like really not liking the path that they chose. So if I were to go back to school, I think I would work on getting a degree in psychology, because I feel like that applies to so many different things. Like you can kind of do whatever with that degree.
Yeah, I think understanding the human brain or how we do things is very important.
Yeah, it's important in like any job, like from retail to being a doctor. I don't know, like it's important in everything. So
yeah,
and I'm not planning on being a doctor. Nobody get any crazy ideas there. But yeah, I do feel like it's important. So if anyone listening has not gotten a college degree, I don't know, just don't be hard on yourself. And if you're feeling inclined to go back to school, maybe we can do it together so I don't feel like the lone 26-year-olds in college. But it also is exciting to me. Like, I love school. Sorry, our dogs are being so crazy if y'all can hear them.
Yeah, Frankie is running in circles back and forth from the couch to the room.
Yeah, they've got the zoomies real bad. But yeah, I've always loved school. So the thought of going back like is exciting. It's just a matter of getting into a school, figuring out if that's 100% what I want to do, and going from there. So yeah, I don't know. That's kind of an update for me. We'll see how it goes. But that's what I'm leaning towards at the moment. Also, if y'all know of any remote jobs that I can do from home, let me know, that are legitimate, because I feel like there's so many scams out there. And I'm not trying to get scammed.
Not like the TikTok videos that are like side hustles like of 2024 or whatever.
Yeah, like legitimate like remote jobs, obviously, that don't require a degree, which in my experience I have not found that. But I don't know, I'm just taking it a day at a time and trying to figure out what I can do to just be better for myself and us together. So yeah, there's just a lot of like life figuring out going on at the moment. I think moving back here has really like thrown us for a loop, more than we both thought. And so we're just trying to figure out like what we want for right now and for the future, and like where we want to be long term, what we want to do long term. It just kind of feels like we're starting at square one, which is kind of hard, but also it's just like a new opportunity for us to do things differently than we did before.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this
is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
So.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It feels like. I don't know. This is gonna. I grew up playing lots of video games. It sounds like we prestiged, like we're doing it over again, but like we have a lot more experience and a lot more stuff we can carry into doing it over again.
Yeah, I agree. It's like refreshing, and also like we don't really have much to lose right now, so we might as well just do whatever. Not like do whatever, but like take risks like while we can and see where the chips fall.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going with it right now. I'm not too sure about what exactly our path is yet, but I don't know. It's kind of freeing in a way to not have tons of, like, we're not locked into anything right now, which is really kind of a nice feeling sometimes.
We are locked into this lease, which weighs on me every day.
But like ultimately, if we wanted to, we can break it or whatever. Like, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's much easier than having the house and then like having to get it ready and sell it and either make more money or less money and or have to worry about all that. So
yeah, I don't know.
I just feel like we're at like a crossroads where I don't know. We're like in uncharted territory again, even though we've been here before. We haven't plotted out like where we want to go exactly and what we want to do, but we roughly know. We just don't know the complete image yet, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I just know that I'm not happy in Texas. And yeah, I'll leave it at that because I've just harped on it way too much and I know it's getting annoying. It's like, especially being locked in this apartment all day without a car, like all I think is like, I hate Texas. I want to be somewhere else. Like, it just really, really is weighing on me.
Once a day in our conversations, we'll just be talking. You'll be like, I hate Texas.
Yeah, or like, I miss New York. And like, I know it's so annoying to everyone around me. It consumes my brain a lot. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just struggling, like, to be so honest. Like, I'm just having a hard time with it. So yeah, I think first step is Operation Get Claire a Car so that I can at least like be free and not be like Rapunzel trapped in our apartment.
Yeah, we do have like a million plants now that, I don't know, this is random, but I just thought about this because we put them all in yesterday, like the last two or three. Like, we have so many. Maybe we can post a picture of it, but that's something we've been doing differently, and that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that is one nice thing about Texas. Like, we have space for... I mean, we have like a little balcony, but still, we have some plants, and my mom gave us her tomato plants, so maybe I'll start making my own spaghetti sauce. I don't know.
They're cherry tomatoes, though. It's not like the same.
You can make spaghetti sauce with cherry tomatoes.
It's just like they're way more acidic.
Okay, well, maybe I won't do that then.
You can make sauce. It's just different. It's like roasted cherry tomatoes. That's what you do.
I don't know. I've just been trying to do whatever I can to like keep myself sane. So yeah, that's a really exciting, optimistic update from us.
Yeah.
But what have we been doing the past month that we have not been talking to y'all? I feel like we've spent a lot of time mainly with my family, really, because my cousin, who is a senior, it was his last... I'm trying to be kind of vague because I don't know if they want to be like on the internet like that, but it was his last football season ever. So I've been going to a lot of those games. And we've been just around my family a lot because of that. And my mom has come to see us a lot, just to hang out also, so that I can drive her car, which is nice. And that's like most of what we've been doing. Like, we don't have...
I went to man camp. Did we have talked about that yet?
No, we have not.
Yeah, I went to this like weekend camp thing with, I guess my cousin, you would call it. I don't know, our cousin.
Well, it's your cousin. It's
your cousin. I just like...
By marriage.
Yeah. Cousin-in-laws. I don't even know if that's a thing, but...
I think it's a thing.
Yeah, so cousin-in-law. And yeah, we went away for... It was really just one night because we went in late because we, you know, like we worked and then we went for the last night and the last day. And it was fun. We got to shoot guns and hike a little bit, play paintball. I didn't really play the paintball because my glasses wouldn't fit in the mask, but I just gave up on that. Plus, I didn't want to get hit by paintballs. It's not too fun. And then what else did we do? Oh, we just studied the Bible and did all that fun stuff. We ate really good food. They brought like this cool trailer with all these smokers and grills on them, and they had a Blackstone, and yeah, they made really good food, and yeah, we just had fun, hung out. It was good. That's the only thing I think I've done.
Yeah, it seemed fun. I want to start a petition for woman camp because I feel like the women get left out of things like that, and like we want to go to a fun camp too.
Yeah, make a woman camp.
Maybe I will with all my spare time.
Do it. Design it. Set it up.
I might write a book. I might study for the bar exam because you can be a lawyer in some states without going to law school. I'm doing it all. Or I'm thinking of doing it all. I'm just like, what can I do at this point in my life with all of this time and not being able to leave? So who knows what y'all are gonna get for me in the next like year. Like, I don't know. I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I feel like even me, like I watch you do things and I know you really well. It's just like every day you're like, I saw this thing and I think I'm gonna try it. Like, I'm interested in it. And it's like, okay, it just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, I really want a sewing machine because I really want to make my own
clothes. You've been wanting that for a while though.
Yeah, I have, but I haven't gotten one. Okay, sorry, I had to get the dogs figured out because they were trying to lay on our recorder thing. But, yeah, I have issues with, like, every article of clothing that I find in stores. Like, nothing is how I want it to be, exactly. So, I might just take up sewing and make my own clothes.
I think you could definitely do it because I've sewn with a sewing machine my own pajama pants before, and they were great. They were American flag. It was incredible. I think you would easily be able to do it. Because it was hard for me, but, like, sewing machines are not my thing.
Yeah, I don't know if it would really be my thing either, just because I'm not a very patient person. But I do think I would feel so accomplished, like, if I actually sewed my own article of clothing. So maybe I'll do that. I don't know. If y'all have ideas for anything I should do, let me know.
Yeah, I think you should do it. We should try to find you a, like, affordable one and just see what happens.
Yeah, I think that would be fun for me.
Yeah, you can sew me a shirt.
Yeah, I would. I'd make clothes for all the dogs.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
You can just be our personal designer.
I would love that. Maybe I'll have my own fashion line. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all don't know what's coming because I don't either. Sorry if this episode is so boring. I just feel like down and blue, and there just has not been too much going on. Like, there has, but there hasn't been anything that's really interesting. Like, it's just you've been at work and I've been home. But yeah, it's also like both of those things are exhausting in their own way. Like, I'm just mentally drained from having nothing to do, and you're exhausted from working like really long hours all the time after not doing it in a while. So it's just been a weird adjustment, and that's why we haven't really had the time to podcast. But yeah, I do think after this episode we'll get more in the swing of things. And like I was saying in my little update, we do have some more fun episodes planned, just like about the holidays and everything, and I won't be so depressing in those. It's just like, as far as an update goes, like, I don't really have a positive, happy, like, cheerful update. Like, it's just, that's what's going on and that's how I'm feeling. And I don't fully see that changing too much anytime in the near future, because I'm not really going to get a car in the near future or move away. So, I don't know. There's just not that much to it. But I guess we can kind of talk about our holiday plans. We have the whole apartment completely decorated. It was decorated, like, November 1st.
Yeah, the day after Halloween.
Yeah, usually we do it on Halloween, but you worked. I don't know. For some reason, we did not decorate fully on Halloween. I think I'm also just not in the holiday spirit that much because it's been so hot.
Yeah, it just doesn't really feel like Christmas. Like, we have trees up and all the little decorations and stuff, but it feels like summer still.
Yeah, it's miserable outside.
Yeah, the fall should not be this hot.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 70 something, but like Sunday it's gonna be 80. Like, we're almost to Thanksgiving. Like, come on. I just want it to be colder. Yeah. It's just so frustrating for me.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's slowly getting cooler. Like, the mornings whenever I wake up early and take the dogs out, I'll be kind of cold out there for a minute.
Yeah, I just need that to be like an all-day thing. So, I don't know. But, yeah, I wonder if, like, are y'all listeners, people who decorate after Thanksgiving or December 1st, or are you like as soon as Halloween's over, Christmas decorations are going up? Because I would like to know. Because for me,
we're like all Christmas inside the apartment, and then we have like, well, now we have a wreath, but we have two little pumpkins outside, like our door.
Yeah, we're like a combo.
Yeah, we make it look like on the outside we're still celebrating fall, like, kind of time, and then inside, it's already Christmas.
Inside, it's, like, very Christmassy. Like, everything is decked out with Christmas decor. And I have my Christmas candles and all of that. But I'm the kind of person where, like, I like to decorate early for holidays. And then as soon as that holiday is over, everything's coming down. Like, I don't leave the trees up until New Year's and all of that. Like, day after Christmas, even on Christmas before, I've taken everything down. Because by that point, it's like, okay, the holiday's over. And I need it clean in here and back to normal.
Yeah. I don't necessarily like taking at least the trees down till New Year's because I like the vibe of it all. But because, like, once Christmas we have it and then it's like, well, that's it. It's like the whole year's over, basically.
Yeah, I get it. But it's also like, so why leave the tree up? Because, yeah, Christmas is over and so you know that.
We can linger in it till New Year's and then we can.
I just can't linger once it's gone.
Yeah.
Personally,
Christmas is the only, like, holiday that I even care to leave stuff up afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know. That's another thing. We have a lot for y'all to let us know. Really, this is like a three-way conversation because
y'all don't talk to us right now. You talk to us.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
On the internet.
Yeah, but comment. Let us know what you do about holiday decor, what I should do with my life, if you think it's weird to go back to school at 26, and if you also are having thoughts of going back to school and are kind of torn about it, and remote jobs. So y'all have 5 things that you need to let us know about. That is your homework for the week. But anyway, so our holiday plans. So on Thanksgiving Day, we're going to be with your family, which will be fun because your brother should be there.
Yeah, old Gussie boy. He's coming from California.
It's been a long time since we've seen him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, when did we even last see him?
I don't know. I feel like we've seen him once since his military graduation. And that was like 2 years ago now.
It was that long ago?
Yeah.
That's insane. I feel like he came back, though, another time. We just couldn't go see him.
He's come back, but I don't know. I know he came back while we were in New York. I'm pretty sure we saw him, like, once. I think he came to our house. Either way, obviously, it's been a very long time since we've seen him. So, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll get to see all the family. Some of your family's coming to ours.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, my mom and aunt and uncle are coming to your family Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's an extravaganza.
Yeah, and your family's huge, so it's always an extravaganza.
Yeah, there's like 50 plus people usually that show up.
But it's always fun. And then I'll get to see the cows, the donkey,
horses,
live my country dream for the day. And then on Saturday, I'm going to my cousin's house and we're doing Thanksgiving with my family there, but you won't be there because you'll be at work. So
yeah, super fun stuff.
Yeah. So my mom and I will be driving her car and going to Thanksgiving with my family. So it'll be fun. We have a lot of family plans coming up. And then for Christmas, I have no idea what we're doing. I'm really trying to take a trip to New York because we have a lot of airline miles, but hotels are expensive. So
they're really expensive.
Yeah.
And food's expensive. It's crazy. And storing the car at the airport and all that good stuff.
I mean, there's ways around all of that, but any way you slice it, it's still like, you know, it's not free. So don't think that's going to happen, but maybe it'll be a Christmas miracle and we'll be in New York for Christmas because I would love nothing more than that. But yeah, really no solidified plans for Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, we're not. I was just thinking we do our own thing here, but yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, that
I'm not really worried about planning it all out right now.
It's just coming up quick, though. It's like a month away, and we have not bought a single Christmas gift. Honestly, nobody expects anything from us this year.
Yeah, let's just give our love and presents, I guess. Like, not presents, but present, like our physical presence.
Yeah, we will be baking every family a loaf of sourdough.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
We can put the first letter of their last names, like, in flour on the top or something fun.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Well, spoiler alert, family. That's probably going to be your Christmas gift.
Yeah, we'll but be honestly, able to see if you listen or not.
Should not do away with Christmas gifts because, like, everybody loves a Christmas gift, but, like, do away with getting things for everyone, you know? Like, get stuff for your own kids or your own husband or wife, and we don't have to buy everything for the whole family because it's too much and it stresses everyone out. And Christmas should not be stressful. Like, it's supposed to be the most joyful time of the year, and it's just sad that when you get older, like, it just becomes a stressful holiday, because even if you have, you know, billions of dollars, it's still like, what does this person want, you know? Like, you
well, and then everything's just done in excess for no reason, and everyone just has like shit laying around that they don't need, like, even more so.
Yeah, it's just
like, we all have plenty of stuff, we don't need more.
Yeah, and if there's something you really want, like, okay, that's fine, you can get it for yourself or ask your significant other or parent or whoever, like, to get it for you. But I just think the excessive gifts for, like, every single family member need to stop because it's too much to handle.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I feel like it's not even the spirit of Christmas. Like,
no, Christmas is about Jesus.
Yeah, like, we should spend time with each other. Yeah. And
it's about Jesus, but also, like, loving one another and spending time with each other.
Give your time.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's way more important. Sorry, these dogs are making it really hard today. Harder than it already is because we're obviously out of practice. But yeah, just loving one another, spending time with each other, and giving your time is far more valuable long term than like a material item. So I think we should just collectively do that. That's my take on Christmas.
Amen.
But I'm also just being a Scrooge this year, so.
Scrooge McDuck.
What?
Scrooge McDuck.
What is that?
It's like Daffy Duck version of Scrooge.
I'm not familiar.
Scrooge McDuck. You've never heard of that?
No.
Yeah, it's like Disney version, I feel like.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
I'll have to show you it.
Okay. Looking forward to that. But we have been watching a lot of Christmas movies. We've already watched Elf, The Holiday, Office Christmas Party, Bad Moms Christmas.
We watched Home Alone, the new two, right?
Yeah, the New York one. I kind of fell asleep, even though I love that movie, so I need to rewatch it again. We watched most of the Harry Potter movies. So we're trying to get in the holiday spirit that way, but it's also hard because it's not even December, so
we're running out of movies already.
Yeah, so I'm trying to hold off because I watch all my favorite Christmas movies. Like,
I think we're gonna have to rewatch Elf probably closer to Christmas.
I feel like we usually rewatch Elf, like all of these movies, like four times by the time Christmas rolls around.
Yeah, they're all so good.
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me. So
I think we need to bust into like classics.
Yeah, that's not really my thing per se.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of movies, I watched Wizard of Oz, the old school one, for the first time ever last night. Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's so wild to me that you've never seen it. But with Wicked coming out, or it's actually already out now. It came out last night, I guess, for like early screenings. But I told him that he had to watch it.
Yeah, I want to go see the new one because we saw the Broadway play Wicked and it was really good. I think it's honestly my favorite Broadway play we went and saw, one of them. It was just really good. Like, everything about it, the set was cool, and I actually really liked the story, surprisingly.
Yeah, it's super good. Like, if y'all have the opportunity to go see Wicked on Broadway, definitely go.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, but I'm also super excited for the movie. It's just long, and I don't love movie theaters, so I don't know. But do you think that, like, seeing The Wizard of Oz, like, helped you to understand Wicked more? Or no?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
they're kind of, like, separate, but it still all goes together.
I just liked that it was, like, an old school story where it's, like, there's a little bit of, like, there's more representation of, like, things, that, like, that you deal with in life, but it's laid out in, like, different types of characters, like, the people she comes across.
Yeah.
And you get to see them kind of like grow, and it was like, it's kind of crazy because it seems like it's such a short journey they take overall, but like they really still get a lot of like life lesson in there somehow, and I just really like it. And I like old movies because I just feel like they had to try harder, you know.
They definitely did. And we were talking last night about how there was so much, or just like so many bad things that happened while they were filming The Wizard of Oz. It's actually really sad if you look into it. But all of that comes from them having to like put more of an effort in. Like, you can't just use CGI and like create whatever kind of scene you want. Like,
yeah,
they had to hand paint all that and like paint the Tin Man and things like that.
Yeah, like the sets were kind of funny because you could see like the immediate, like the actual stuff that was real. And then it would be like, you'd see like a clear kind of like shadowy like cut off where it would like be the backdrop, and it would just be like a huge wall of like the background or whatever. And it was kind of funny to see that, but it was cool too because that's like, it was just unique how they had to do that. And then yeah, lots of people caught on fire. They just used really bad toxic things for your body for a lot of stuff, and we still don't know if the Munchkins are kids or just little people. We don't know yet.
Well, the movie's, like, almost 100 years old, so I don't know if we'll ever fully know. But I know that no one from the movie is still alive. So that's really sad and also kind of weird to watch it and think that none of those people are alive.
Well, yeah, it came out in 1939, which what you were saying, it's, like, it's not that far from 100 years ago. Like, that's kind of hard to think about that they were making movies that long ago, like, that were pretty decent, like, good quality.
Yeah, and I'm sure that movie was groundbreaking for its time. I don't know. I wasn't alive back then, but I feel like it was groundbreaking for its time.
I mean, yeah, it looked like a big production for back then.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're pretty hyped about Wicked because we liked that Broadway show. So, and now you've seen Wizard of Oz, so you understand even more of the story. And it's just hard to find tickets to Wicked right now. Like, I was looking, and it looks like the first available showing that has, you know, seats that aren't in the front row is December 4th.
Yeah, I think everyone's just hyped up about it.
Yeah, I mean, their marketing has been insane.
Well, and it looks really good from the short little clips of it they put out.
Yeah, it does. So I'm excited for that. I feel like a lot of people are. And I'm not even, like, a theater kid or whatever. Like, I don't usually care about things like that. But I do love a good Broadway show or even just, like, a normal play, like, anywhere. No, it doesn't have to be on Broadway. But I do like plays. So, I don't know. Maybe I am.
Yeah, I was in theater for a short time in middle school, but it's really not my thing at all. I just was doing the backdrop stuff.
Yeah, I don't really think that counts.
Yeah, I was the behind-the-scenes guy. I was not the actor guy. But every time we've gone to a Broadway show, I'm obsessed with the sets. Like, I think they're so cool.
Yeah, a lot of work goes into it, and it is really cool. And it's just inspiring, like, seeing people work that hard for something and get it. And, like, you know, they have done so much to be there. Like, well, I always cry at the end.
Yeah, and it's just like a kind of a, it's not forgotten, but, like, I just feel like it's not as popular anymore for, like, live plays. Like, unless you're in specifically, like, looking at a Broadway show or something. Like, they just don't do that stuff as much anymore. Or yeah, people around you don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's really hard work. And, like, it's just, it's a really cool art form.
Yeah, there's definitely a lack of appreciation for the arts in general, especially with the rise of AI. Like, it's, I don't know, it's getting weird. People are
losing creativity so fast.
Yeah.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Because you don't have to work that muscle anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't been creative in, like, a month, and look how this podcast is going. Like,
I don't know. I feel like it's fine so far.
Yeah, y'all just hang in there with us. Like, it'll get better, and I feel like we've been saying that since the beginning, but I do feel like we've improved overall.
I think we're just, like, us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to do what we do.
I know. I just always feel like I have to apologize for it because I know we're not everyone's cup of tea, but yeah, especially after not doing this for a month and a half, it's just hard. And it's just hard, like I don't want to come on here and be like, life is so great and I'm so excited and, like, here's this amazing thing we can talk about, when I'm just not feeling that way. Like, I don't want to lie.
Yeah, we're just living life. We're in the same world everyone else is.
Yeah, I think not everybody. I mean, if you're having a great time right now, like, I'm really happy for you. Yeah, genuinely. Good for you. Like, no, but genuinely, like, that's awesome. But I think a lot of people are not having that experience right now. Like, I think life is expensive, life is just hard. Everything just went in the election.
We didn't even talk about that. That was kind of a wild, really, up until, like, the entire year up to that point was wild.
Yeah, and even still it's wild. Like, I think everyone is feeling a lot of different feelings politically, whether they're good or bad. Like, I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. Well, the results were
pretty shocking, but, like, it's still really uncertain what happens, you know?
Yeah, like, what is going to happen next year? What's going to happen the rest of this year? I mean, it's just a lot. It's a lot for anyone to take in. And social media is a lot. Like,
yeah.
That's all I can really use to describe it, is it's just a lot. Like, it's just overwhelming. I think these
algorithms are just, like, they're taking, like, they know us better than we know ourselves as far as our, like, reward system goes. And, like, even just, like, the videos on TikTok you get, like, they're trying to, like, play into whatever your specific mind wants, like, in regards to how you're going to receive your dopamine for the day, you know?
or sadness, because TikTok, yeah. I don't even get on TikTok that much. Like, I go kind of go through phases with it, but I just, like, got on TikTok the other day, and the first video was, like, I am miserable in Dallas. Like, should I up and move to New York? And all the comments were, like, yes, you're going to be so much happier if you move to New York. And I was, like, okay, this is taking it way too far. Like, that's too close to home. Like, TikTok should not, yeah. that should not be my first video I see as something, like, that I'm obviously dealing with. Even though we already made the move, whatever. Like, it's still, it's just weird. Like, it's,
yeah, they know us, like, way too well.
Yeah, it freaks me out. It's kind of unsettling.
But, yeah. No, everything's kind of wild still. The election didn't settle things like I'd hoped it would. Like, in people's, it doesn't seem like everyone is, like, cool now. They're like, okay, whatever, we decided it. It's just like, all right, now what? Like, people don't, there was no resolution to it, it feels like, at all.
Yeah, no.
Like, we just, people voted for who they voted for, and, like, now it's just like, all right, it's even just as uncertain.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because I really think everyone was really convinced that we would all just feel way better afterwards, you know? That's what I kept hearing people say, but I'm like, yeah, we're here now, but no, I don't think anyone does. I think everyone's kind of like, well, I think maybe for a moment people were okay, and then it was like life just set back in. It's like, well, we haven't changed anything, really.
I never felt a moment of peace, personally, but that's just me.
I'm just saying some people.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's all crazy, and life is just hard, and, like, I don't know.
It's hard, but it's also fun still. Like, it's still exciting.
I mean, yeah, we had fun today. We ran around, went to the Thanksgiving chapel or whatever in Dallas.
Yeah, which is really cool, actually. I want to have Claire post a picture of our pictures that we took.
Yeah, it's really pretty in there. I mean, it's like a super quick thing. That's not like a...
It's kind of weird, though, because there's just like this cube thing in the back where it looks kind of like a... Like, what does the preacher stand behind when he talks? The
pulpit?
Yeah, it kind of looks like that, but there's nothing... You can't really stand behind it. It looks like someone would stand on top of it, but it's pretty big. And then there's, like, chairs in a circle all the way around the room.
So people can sit there and pray.
I know, but it just looks like they do weird rituals in there or something.
Yeah, it does look kind of weird, but it's still pretty inside. So yeah. That was fun. We got croissants this morning. That was cool.
Quiche.
Yeah, we finally found a good croissant place in Dallas, which is good, but also not good, because I can't be eating chocolate croissants every day.
Yeah. Their quiche is, like, really, really good, though.
Yeah, Village Baking Co. Highly recommend it. It's, like, really, really good.
Yeah, best quiche I've ever had, and maybe the best croissants. There's really good croissants out there, though.
I think they're the best I've had in Texas.
But yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah. They have good coffee, too.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But, yeah, that's our pretty boring life update.
Oh, yeah, we got a Snoop on a stoop.
Yeah, we did get that. It's like Elf on a Shelf, but Snoop on a stoop.
Snoop Dogg.
I want the Martha Stewart one, too, to go with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's on top of our, what is that called?
Hutch.
Yeah, he's on top of the hutch, and Martha can go on the other side, so it'll be balanced out.
Yeah.
And just make fun Christmas tradition decoration things.
Yeah. So that was exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. We're not going to sit here and ramble any longer because we're already at, I don't know, our 45-minute mark-ish. But I hope you maybe not enjoyed this episode, but I hope it shed some light on why we have not been uploading episodes the past month and a half. And this was the only episode for the next, like, well, really through the end of the year that isn't kind of planned out. So we will have some more uplifting, planned out, normal episodes coming soon. Like, for next week, we're going to do one about gratitude and just, like, positive stories. So feel free if y'all have any positive stories or just, like, you know, cool, miraculous things in your life or whatever, or things that you're thankful for, send them our way on Instagram at On the Air with Brett and Claire, or you can leave a comment. I think you can leave a comment on Spotify. and I'll check those. And if no one sends anything in, we'll just share our own. Maybe ask some family members to share some input. Or if all that fails, I will go to Reddit and we will read other people that we don't know. Just some positive, uplifting stories. Because I think we all need to get in a more, I don't know, happy mood and just be thankful for what we do have right now and just get in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, and that's the point of Thanksgiving. Loving each other. Is to be, you know, thankful for what you have and where you're at. And yeah, if you're listening to this, like, take the, I guess, take advantage of this opportunity for the holidays coming up. You can really spread love and spend time with people, friends, family. Especially like if someone doesn't have a family to go hang out with for Thanksgiving or Christmas, like try to bring them into your tradition with your family or friends, and or have a Friendsgiving or something like that. Just make the most out of it. And yeah, just be positive as you can.
Yeah. But also if you're struggling, just know you're not the only one. I promise.
Yeah. And life goes up and down. I've been listening to a lot of Frank Sinatra, and he has this one song, and it's, he's talking about like, that's life, and 1 month you're up and 1 month you're down, and that's the cycle of life.
Ain't that the truth?
Yep.
All right. But seriously, if y'all have any positive stories or anything you're thankful for, send it in to us on Instagram. And I think next week our episode should be out on Thanksgiving Day. I know this one will be up on a Friday. I warned y'all it could be Thursday or Friday, and it's going to be up on Friday. But next week, I plan to record like Monday, Tuesday, like just after you're off work one day. That way we can get it all done and ready and uploaded to YouTube. So it'll be a YouTube episode next week. As long as everything goes well with the camera, because we all know that thing has issues a lot. But
yeah, I really don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not going to make any promises, but we will aim to have it on YouTube as long as technology wants to cooperate. For Thursday on Thanksgiving Day. So when all your family is sleeping, if you're up, you can watch us on YouTube. And hopefully enjoy some entertainment. All right. But I think that's it for this week. We look forward to seeing y'all next week. If y'all don't listen to our next episode before Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving, then I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving. And enjoy it. And just express your gratitude to your loved ones, because life's short.
And eat really good food.
Yeah, obviously.
And then nap it off to the Cowboys game.
Yeah, that's never been my thing. That's why I said, like, if your whole family is sleeping and you're bored, because my whole family would always sleep and I would just be so bored because I'm not a napper.
Yeah, I think I would only fall asleep because of the Cowboys game, because you're that full and you just, like, you're trying to stay focused and you just fall asleep.
Yeah, that's just never, you have no choice, really. Yeah, I don't know. I think you have a choice. Personally. Yeah.
I don't know. Just have fun.
Yeah, have fun. And remember those 5 things you need to let us know about.
I don't remember what they are.
Remote job opportunities in Dallas. If I should go back to school. If y'all are going to go back to school. Or just have experiences with going back to school later in life. Holiday decorations. Like what you do with them. When you put them up, when you take them down, and there was one more that I don't remember. But if y'all remember, let me know.
You can go back in the episode.
Yeah. All right. I think we're going to end it now because we're just rambling. But yeah, we've missed you guys. And if you listened to this whole episode, thank you. You're a trooper. And next week will be a fun one. So tune in. After you spend time with your family, friends, whoever that may be.
Yep. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thanks, guys. Follow us on Instagram at On the Air with Brett and Claire. Rate the podcast if you feel like we deserve 5 stars based on our previous work, not necessarily today's. Or if you think today's is 5 stars, then that's awesome. Go ahead and give us that 5-star rating. And you can subscribe to the YouTube at On the Air with Brett and Claire. We post videos there semi-frequently. The studio's looking pretty good, so should
yeah
be.
We have a TV now in our background.
Yeah, so pretty cool. Should be making more YouTube episodes soon. And yeah, as always, if there's anything you want us to talk about, let us know. Any positive or negative feedback, let us know that. We welcome criticism as long as you're gentle. And I think that's it.
Yep. Have good holidays, guys.
All right. Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. We will see y'all next Thursday.
Bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.